Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 84, continued, part 2, the sages' teachings at Kurukshetra. Krishna and all the queens and Vrishnis and Yadavas from Dwarka went on a Tirthayatra to Kurukshetra, North India, to observe the solar eclipse, Surya Grahan. And all the kings of northern India and practically everywhere, and sages and rishis came there. The sages met Krishna and he glorified them. And then they spoke. And then when they were leaving, Krishna's father, Vasudeva, approached them and fell at their feet and asked them questions. He glorifies the sages in verse 29 by saying, Sarvadevabhya, you sages are the residents of all the demigods. All the demigods reside in a brahmana who knows the Vedas. Vasudeva said, please tell me how I can destroy the bondage of karma, since I am so attached to my wives, children, and home. I am not qualified for jnana or bhakti. The sages, feeling astonished, said, even though Vasudeva is Sri Krishna's father, he thinks himself trapped in samsara, and even if he is asking for the benefit of others, why is he ignoring Krishna and asking us? He could easily ask Krishna the same question. On behalf of the sages, Narada Muni answered, being the senior most. He was thinking in his mind, it is not surprising that Vasudeva, thinking of Krishna as his son, and not the Lord, asks us about his ultimate good, Shreya Atmana. Text 31. Sanikarshotra Martyanam Anadarana Karanam Gangam Hitwa Yatanyambas Tatratyo Yati Shuddhaye. In this world, familiarity breeds contempt. Sanikarsho. One is very attracted or very near someone, then anadar karanam. They will act in such a way that they'll lose their respect for that person. In this world, familiarity, in this world of birth and death, martyanam, familiarity, sannikarsho, breeds contempt or disrespect. For example, one who lives on the banks of the Ganga might travel to some other body of water to be purified. He may live in Calcutta and Howrah. In Calcutta, the Ganga is flowing there. But he may travel all the way to Harikipuri in Haridwar to take a bath in the same Ganga, Vishwanath. Indeed, Vasudeva knew that Krishna was the Lord from his very birth. But due to Vasudeva's living close to Krishna, that bred familiarity. Narada expresses that. Narada knew that the cause of Vasudeva's not seeing Krishna as God was actually his Vatsalya Prem. But still, at that gathering of sages of different philosophical understandings, Narada explained things according to the common man's level in order to maintain the extreme confidentiality of the highest truths about pure love of God, Prema Siddhanta. It is certainly that hearing this verse from Narada would increase Vasudeva's respect for Krishna as the Lord. In this context, the word anadar means disregarding greatness. Narada Muni addressed the sages, O most venerable brahmanas, not only Vasudeva is subject to this criticism, almost all the people gathered here do not recognize or accept that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Materialistic persons think that Krishna, whose knowledge is never destroyed by any cause, can be covered by material elements and have a material body just like themselves. Narada goes on to explain Krishna. Then the sages answered the question of Vasudeva. They said, karmic work can be counteracted by further work if one engages in the work of Vedic sacrifices to worship Vishnu. But if one engages in yajñas or homas without understanding that such homas and yajñas or fire sacrifices are meant for worshiping Vishnu, yajñavai Vishnu, then he will not get free from his karmic reactions and is not possible to eradicate them. The sages continued, Vishnu Aradhanam, worship of Vishnu, pacifies the heart and makes one peaceful, and is easily performed. Text 38. An intelligent person should learn to renounce his greed and desire for wealth by performing sacrifices and giving lavishly in charity. He then should learn to control and renounce his lust, his desire for wife and children, by experiencing family life. Vishwanath, one cannot destroy karma without giving up material desires, and freedom from material desires arises by following the process mentioned in this verse, which describes how worship of Krishna brings auspiciousness. That's, of course, in verse 37. The sages said, one should give up desire for wealth by charity and sacrifice, which are based on the fruits of wealth. By acts of charity and sacrifice, one will come to the realization, what use do I have for wealth? One should renounce his desires to enjoy female association and begetting children by enjoying according to the rules and regulations of household life. By the experience itself of household life, one will lose the desire for it. After receiving these instructions from the sages, Vasudeva performed yajñas at Kurukshetra, following all the proper principles, duly ornamented and in association with his queens. After performing all the Vedic sacrifices, rituals, and rites, he worshipped the Lord of all sacrificial performances. We're worshipping Lord Vishnu. He gave all kinds of donations to the Brahmins in assembly. Afterwards, Vasudeva met with Nanda Maharaj, spoke to him, my dear brother, it seems that God himself has tied the knot of affection. I think these bonds of affection between you and I are very hard to cut. Throughout the day and night, the two of you, both your wife, Janani Yashoda, and myself, and yourself, are tightly bound by the rope of affection for my sons. And then Vasudeva glorifies Nanda Maharaj for taking such wonderful loving care of his two sons, Krishna and Balaram, saying, the friendship offered by exalted saints like you, Nanda, by bestowing the great treasure of firm affection for Balaram and Krishna, is incomparable and will never cease. Who are we? We are ungrateful. Kritagya. Not knowing and acknowledging the help you render to us by caring for our children. Hence, how can we who are so wicked be so shameless to even speak this to you who are most saintly? Previously, I was imprisoned by Kamsa. I couldn't do anything and I did nothing to help you. Even though Kamsa has been killed and I am free, I am still, due to the intoxication of wealth, I continue to ignore you. Submerging Nanda in the ocean of supreme humility by his praises, Vasudeva also became submerged in humility. His heart softened by sympathy, Vasudeva began crying. In reciprocation for his friend Vasudeva, during the following days everyone spent at Kurukshetra, Nanda Maharaj would repeatedly say, I will be leaving here and returning to Braj later today. Or he would say, I will be leaving tomorrow. But out of love for Krishna and Balaram, he remained there for 3 more months, honored by the Yadus. The phrase in verse 66, Adya Shwa, today or tomorrow, means that even after settling in the night, that Nanda Maharaj would leave first thing in the morning after breaking Vasudeva's misconception that Krishna was his son, Nanda would then decide, no, I'll go later today. And then when the afternoon came, he would say, I'll just wait until tomorrow and then take my son Krishna back to Braj. Nanda Maharaj was procrastinating his return to Braj and staying in Kurukshetra because of his intense affection for Vasudeva and because he did not want to break his heart by taking Krishna Balaram with him. So therefore, Nanda Maharaj stayed in Kurukshetra for 3 months, sharing his ecstatic love with Krishna and Balaram. Prema Govinda Ramayo. After 3 months, Brajaraj Nanda declared, O Krishna, for one drop of the perspiration from your divine face, I am ready to give up millions of lives. Let us leave now for Braj. I cannot stay here in Kurukshetra any longer. And then Nanda addressed Vasudeva. My dear friend Vasudeva, please send Krishna off to Braj. O King Ugrasen, please order my very dear friend Vasudeva to do this. Otherwise, before your very eyes, we will give up our lives in this holy place of Kurukshetra by drowning ourselves in Parashuram's lake. We did not come from Braj to this Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, for the solar eclipse in order to gain pious credits or punyafal. We Brijvasis came here with a conviction in our hearts that if we cannot get Krishna back to Braj, we will all die. Hearing these desperate words from Nanda, Vasudeva and others tried to pacify him with gifts of costly jewelry and other items. Well versed in the arts of diplomacy, Vasudeva consulted with his most trustworthy friends and then satisfied Nanda by telling him, My dearest friend, O Brajaraj, it is true that none of you can live without Krishna. And how can we allow you to kill yourselves? Therefore, by all means, I must send Krishna back to Braj. I will do so right after we accompany him and his relatives and go back to Dwarka. Then, after arriving in Dwarka with Krishna and Balaram and all the relatives, the very next day, without obstructing Krishna in any way, I will let Krishna leave Dwarka and go to Braj at an auspicious time of the day. I swear this to you, Nanda Baba, 1,000 times over. After all, how can we, who came here with Krishna, go home without him? What will the people on Dwarka say about us if we come back without Krishna? Nanda, you are vastly learned in all these matters, so please forgive this offense of mine for making this request of you. King Ugrasen said, O Brajaraj Nanda, I vouch for the surety of this statement. I solemnly vow to send Krishna back to Braj, even if I have to do it by force. Then Krishna, accompanied by Uddhava and Balaram, spoke to Nanda in private. Krishna said, Dear Father, if I go directly to Braj today, leaving aside all these Brishnis from Dwarka, they will die from the pain of separation from me. Then thousands of enemies stronger than Keshi or Rishta will kill these kings. Being omniscient, I know my own future. Please listen while I describe it to you. After returning to Dwarka, I will receive an invitation from Yudhisthira and go to Indraprastha to participate in his Rajasuya sacrifice. There I will kill Shishupal, after which I will again return to Dwarka and kill Shalva. Next I will travel to a place just south of Mathura, a village now named Datihar, and I will save all of you by killing the demon Dantavakra. I will then, at that time, return to Braj, see all my old friends, and again sit on your lap with great pleasure. Indeed, with great happiness, I will spend the rest of my life with you. The Creator has written this fate on my forehead, and it has been written on your foreheads, that until the day I return, you must tolerate separation from me. Neither of our destinies can possibly be changed, so give up your stubbornness and return to Braj. If in the meantime you, my dear parents and my beloved friends, are distressed by the pain of separation from me, then whenever you wish to feed me some delicacy or play some game with me or simply see me, just close your eyes and I will appear before you to make all your difficulties insignificant and to fulfill all your desires. I promise you this. And the young friends of mine whose lives I saved in the forest fire can vouch for this. Vishwanath says, convinced by all these arguments that his son's happiness was of prime importance, Nanda told Vasudeva and the others, I agree. Accepting the gifts which his friends had offered him, as they all shed, it says, in tears, Nanda Maharaj was seen off by a large army of Yadavas. Nanda and Yashoda could not believe at all that Krishna was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, even if this fact was testified by Brahma, or his sons and daughters, and for who all material wealth and ornaments are considered trifling in comparison to just the remembrance of the treasure of the happiness attained by touching the back of the finger of their finger to Krishna's chin. How would it be possible to satisfy them with millions of silks and valuable furnishings which Vasudeva gave them as gifts to try to pacify their aggrieved hearts at the loss of Krishna, leaving Kurukshetra to go to Dwarka and not Braj? This is a very wonderful point. Vishnu is saying that Nanda and Yashoda, simply by touching the back of their finger to their Nandalal, Krishna's chin, they feel such an unlimited treasure of happiness. There's nothing in all the universe that can compare with that treasure and wealth. Vishnu says, now for argument's sake, even if Nanda and Yashoda were satisfied or could be satisfied with some opulent gifts, the text 68 also mentions that not only Nanda and his wife, but all the inhabitants of Braj, including the gopas and gopis, and all his friends were satisfied. If one were to make the bold supposition that Krishna's mother and father, and also all Krishna's beloved gopis and gopas, were satisfied simply by getting valuable ornaments, cloth, and jewels as gifts given in charity by Vasudeva, and then went back to Braj with these gifts, we would be left with the conclusion that the prema of all the Brajvasis must have disappeared. We should consider this matter in light of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which states that one characteristic of prema is ananya mamata, the unflinching sense of possessiveness towards one's beloved, where one is, and as a result of such possessiveness, one is completely apathetic to all other objects. Therefore, this explanation of them being satisfied with these paltry gifts of Vasudeva is rejected and incorrect. In other words, Nanda, Yashoda, Lalita, Vishakha, Radha, and the gopis, and Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal, Raktar, Patrak, all the Brijvasis, they all possess this ananya mamata, unflinching sense of possessiveness towards their beloved Krishna. So Krishna was their only possession, the wealth of their wealth, the treasure of their treasures, the jewel of their jewels. And because they had that ultimate object or ultimate possession of Krishna's love, then they were completely apathetic and did not care the least thing about silks and gold and diamonds and jewels or anything. Unable to withdraw their minds from Govindaji's lotus feet, where all the Brijvasis had surrendered them, Nanda and the gopas and gopis returned to Mathura. Krishna and the Brishnis returned to Dwarka at the beginning of the rainy season. And then they informed everyone in Dwarkapuri about the events of their pilgrimage to Kurukshetra.